Hello, hello, hello.
Ooh,
oh, yay. It is.
Perfect.
Okay.
Hello. Welcome to our podcast.
Hello.
Welcome to our podcast. This is a great time.
This is a podcast.
Welcome.
Welcome. Hello, everybody.
Episode 21.
We're back.
Are we uploading the videos on YouTube?
Yeah, we can. I didn't upload last week's because I felt kind of weird about it. I don't know why. I just was like, I don't know. But we can start with this episode.
Well,
this
I was gonna say I'm crying. And I know my mom, if we watched it, she'd be like, "Were you crying?" I'm just exhausted. So if you're watching this and I look like I just bawled my eyes out, my mascara was running too because my eyes were like watering because I'm so tired.
Oh Val.
I looked in the mirror and I was like, oh my god, I'm gonna record like this. What's wrong with
Well, I didn't have pants on till like 20 minutes ago, so
I mean, you only see from the shoulder up. You don't even need to put pants on.
True. I could have skipped it.
You could have skipped the pants, but you know, here we are.
Yeah. Here we are. We're recording episode 21. Welcome, everybody.
Welcome. We're doing a lighthearted, fun episode today.
Yeah.
Because Allison and I have a shit ton of stuff going on in our life. So we can only really handle like one deep topic like every month. So yeah.
We're here to have fun, you guys.
So we have one, like, you know, thought-provoking, deep episode, and then we just get into the fun shit for the rest of the month because that's all we can handle emotionally and physically.
Yep, exactly. So this week we're talking about easy exercise, which is kind of Val's forte. So you should be able to just...
Yes, but no. I feel like everyone always thinks that I'm like such a pro at like exercise stuff, but and that's because all I did was post about it, which is why I quit the MLM I was in, because it just made people think I was some like fitness pro. I honestly just like follow videos.
Yeah.
and just try to do like exercise throughout my day, as far as like, you know, take the stairs or like, I don't know, walk around a little bit, walk to the mailbox instead of driving to the mailbox, like just stuff like that.
I think that the that's like mainly what I was going to talk about today, because I think that we can like dance around all day with like our favorite like yoga or going on walks or whatever, and we're going to read your answers in a few minutes to the question on Instagram. But I think in this episode I was kind of envisioning us talking about maybe like the less conventional, like when you think about exercise you wouldn't really think about it activities, you know, like for you carrying your groceries up the stairs to your apartment is exercise. Because you're not just in a house where you can just bring them in from the garage, you know?
Right. Yeah. Well, not only that, but I've been Instacarting.
Right.
And so I've been doing that for everyone. And I looked at my steps because I have a period tracker, and in that tracker, it tracks like your exercise. And so it tracks your steps. And on Sunday, I did like 6,000 steps. And on Saturday, 5,000. And I was like, oh my god. And I was doing a workout yesterday, and when I was doing like one of the harder moves that like 2 weeks ago I was like dying to do, you know, I was like, this is like pretty easy. I just like don't really want to do it, but like it's pretty easy to do. And I was like, I think like carrying everyone's groceries is making me a lot stronger, which is strange.
Oh yeah. Well, I was thinking too. Well, actually, let's read the
Before we get into questions.
Yeah, because I feel like we'll just start rambling off.
Yeah.
So we asked everybody what your favorite form of easy exercise is. And Rose said yoga and weightlifting. She says that she went up in her bench on Friday and her squat today. I'm going to be honest, I have no idea what that means.
Okay. So like she like went up in her weight for.
Okay.
Which if I am right, I think it's like when you are laying down on like the bench, mm-hmm. that's why it's called benching. And you like push, like I'm trying to like describe it for audio because
yeah, it's like a
you lay down and then you push the really heavy, like it's like a giant dumbbell and you push it up from your chest and someone has to like spot you because mm-hmm. it's so heavy.
Yeah.
What they do, like if you think of like typical weightlifting, that's like the one move that you think
like
about.
The gym compilations where guys yeah. are like yeah, laying on the bench.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the squat is when you have like that same giant ass dumbbell. I think it's like sits on your shoulders and you squat.
I hate
watching videos of it because I'm always scared that their bones are going to like pop out of them.
I know. Well, Rose,
good job, Rose.
Yeah. I'm commending you that you consider weightlifting easy exercise. I just consider that plain old exercise.
Yeah.
That to me would not be easy. So congratulations, because you are on a different level than I am.
Golf course for Rose.
A different level than I am. And then Emmy Scott said yoga and walks. Steph Brown said, I'll tell you what, it's not doing a plank because the guy in the
the person in the picture,
yeah, was doing a plank. And she said, but for real, 1,000% anything on Beachbody, which I agree. I do like their workouts. Yeah. They are really easy to just click on and watch and do.
100%.
And then I said, chasing a baby around the house. And then I said, but seriously, probably yoga and garden tending.
Oh yeah. Gardening is a huge one.
Yeah. And that was the one I was going to say. That's what made me think to read the comments, because that's one thing that I don't recognize in the moment when I'm doing it, that it's exercise. But then the next day when I'm sore, I'm like, oh, lifting all those, you know, bags of soil that were heavy and, you know, being outside in the sun and sweating and, you know, moving around the yard and pushing the lawnmower.
You do a lot of like squatting. Like if you're like planting stuff or like moving around mulch or soil or whatever, mm-hmm. You're doing a lot of like squatting and like standing back up. And when you like stand up, you're doing a squat basically.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lot. It's a lot of work.
So there are just like, I think that's sort of where I was going to take the episode in my mind, was just like the easy things that we probably don't recognize when we're doing them, that they're exercise, but they are. You know,
well, also like, I feel like there's this notion that to have an exercise routine, it has to be like you starting your workout and ending your workout and like nothing else counts. And that's something that
like a tracker on it or like whatever. Sorry, I'm sitting on the stairs, everybody. So I'm like readjusting.
That's something that I like struggled with because of, being a Beachbody coach, was that like I felt like I couldn't do any other exercises and talking about any other exercises. So it made me like eventually think that like if I don't get my workout in, it's the end of the world.
Right.
And so like that, another reason why I had to stop coaching was because like I felt like my workouts weren't counting, or like my workouts outside of pressing play weren't counting, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So like now I've learned to enjoy, as far as exercise goes, not like necessarily enjoy it, but like count it and enjoy like the body movement of like carrying out groceries, dancing around, like going out and dancing is a workout. Like seriously.
Well, and I think like just those little things too, like we're two very able-bodied people. And so I think it's like also something where in those little things like carrying the groceries up or going to dance, like we should be recognizing that as exercise, because we should be like celebrating the fact that we can move our bodies that way that we have bodies that will like allow us to do that and be like thankful for that, because that's not a point that everybody is at, you know, a lot of people have to work a lot harder to obtain like heart health and things like that than we do, because we can just walk around or we can just whatever. So we probably should say that, that we are coming from standpoints of two able-bodied people. But
yeah,
I just and not that everybody's body isn't able. I just don't know any better terms for that.
No, I think that's I think that's the best term, and for sure.
Yes. But yeah, I think that like it is important in those like little things to recognize like, hey, this is exercise, and like I'm glad I'm able to do this. Like not everybody is, you know.
Exactly. Yeah. And like you don't have to like be drenched in sweat whenever you do anything. Like to have it count as a workout, you don't have to like be drenching in sweat. You don't have to be like do weightlifting or anything like that. So like exercising is great. I mean, I try to do it every day. Like I'm not like obviously we're not saying
don't exercise.
No, we're just saying like we need to learn how to like enjoy moving our bodies elsewhere, which is why we're talking about easy exercise.
Yeah.
Which like I agree with Stephanie. My answer is the same as Stephanie, like anything on Beachbody. Because I do love the workouts. And they're also coming out with a like knockoff Peloton.
Oh, you told me that, like a bike.
Yeah. Yes. And it's so much cheaper and I'm very excited about it. Mm-hmm. But I also, one of my other favorite like easy workouts that isn't working out is cleaning the house.
That's so true. Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Because when you push and pull,
and that's that very satisfying afterwards too, because like you feel like you worked out and then your house is clean, and then if you're able, sometimes I'm able to take a shower afterwards and it's like I feel like a whole new person, you know.
Exactly. Yeah. And like when you like squat to clean the toilet and clean like your shower and tub.
Yeah, that's a very good point. And then even like if we're going to go that far, you could say that like unloading and reloading your dishwasher is like a lot of like bending and moving and
reaching and pushing, like in my workouts this morning I was like pushing up dumbbells like over shoulders. I'm trying to like describe it. It's just a video. But you know, pushing over your shoulders onto like the higher cabinet, that's working out, like doing that over and over. And I'm very short, so I have to really reach.
Yeah. Well, and I think, too, everything can be exercise if you have the intention for it to be, you know? So if you're just like lazily throwing cups in the cabinet, that's probably not going to do much for you. Right. But if you're thinking like, I'm intentionally going to squat down to get the stuff out of the rack and I'm going to reach back up as, you know, far as I can every time that I go to put something away or whatever. Like,
so like this sounds so weird, but you can like clench your butt when you do stuff like that too.
Yeah.
Because like your butt, it like works those muscles. So if you're like up to put cups in a cupboard, cabinet, cupboard. Why'd I call it cupboard? My southern.
I mean, I think you can call it a cupboard. It is a cupboard.
My southern roots just came out. Put it in the cupboard and squeeze your bum.
Oh my gosh.
Squeeze your butt when you're like reaching up, and it'll count as like a squat slash like, I don't know, calf raise or something.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think that there's like a lot of things. Another thing that my mom did when we were younger, if like we'd been cooped up in the house all day, is she would park like really, really far away from what, if we were like going to the store or whatever, she would park in the last parking spot so that we had to like walk all the way into the store and then all the way back out to the car so that we like were just walking a little bit longer. Mm-hmm. Just like little things like that, you know, if you have the mindset behind it of like, I'm probably, because for me, like having Laurel, it's hard to plan workouts, you know, like it's hard to be like, okay, at this time, I'm going to sit down and work out because it might not happen. And then if that's the only time in the day that I've created opportunity for exercise for myself, it won't happen, you know? Mm-hmm. And so it's important to like look at those small things in the day and think like, okay, I might not be able to do the yoga that I have planned later. So let's take advantage of this opportunity to do some exercise now, you know, and like not hate every second of it. Cause that's always been my issue with like an exercise routine or regimen is like, once I get bored with it, I just don't want to do it anymore because it's just not exciting.
I mean, fair point.
And so
one thing that you did a while ago was like you did a yoga session, but like only based on like what you felt like your body wanted.
Yeah.
Didn't you do that?
Yeah, I did that when I was like postnatal with Laurel because I like really needed to move my body. Cause when you're, well, I should say not postnatal, postpartum, but like when you're postpartum, everybody just, you're just laying down all the time, you know, which like you should be, you should be. But after a couple of weeks, I just was like, I need to like make some time to just move my body, you know? And so, yeah, I did that for a long while. And then honestly, once we moved into the house, like so much of keeping up with a house is so physically strenuous, like, cause we've only been here 2 months, you know? So most of it has still been like unpacking and moving furniture and getting like lawn care stuff together. Yeah. So I feel like since I moved in, I've kind of not had really an exercise regimen or routine and more just like have tried to turn things like that into exercise for myself, you know?
I mean, that's hella smart because moving is a lot and like it's very strenuous on your body. So you better be stretching.
For sure. Yeah. And Jason is good about like, he's good about stretching. So it reminds me to stretch.
Yeah.
But yeah. And just easy things like that, you know, like stretching is a great way to start and end the day, you know?
And it's actually like, and I'm very bad at this, but it's actually more important to like take a day or two to rest and stretch. Than it is to keep going and keep working out. Because if your body isn't able to recover, then your muscles aren't going to be able to come back stronger, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, that makes like, total sense.
You need to, like, do your stretches. And in this program I'm doing, I keep, like, skipping the stretches by accident. It just, life is obviously too busy. So
yeah.
I do take days off though. Like I completely take off and like Friday, it was the first day of my period. So I died and was just on my deathbed all day.
Yeah. Can that count as exercise? Just your period itself?
Okay, so with the app that I have, I'm actually learning a lot about like hormones and like how you should be moving your body throughout. And so like on the first day of your period, you're not supposed to do like any hard workouts. Like you're really not.
Yeah.
You should do light, you know, go for a walk or like do like a yoga session or something like that. But like it's really not good for your body to do like weightlifting or like anything. Oh, my light just went out. Like heavy running, like sprinting, anything like that. Like it's good to like just kind of
chill out.
Chill.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, I don't know. I think that, you know, people back in olden times weren't coming up with exercise regimens and routines. So it's like they were just following their body, you know, and doing what they needed to do. And
they were fine.
Yeah, I think a lot can be, obviously we have like longer life expectancies and stuff now for a reason. And you should be finding opportunities for exercise when and where you can. We're not saying to like replace all exercise with doing dishes while you or doing squats while you do the dishes.
No.
But, you know, it is, I feel like we live in like this culture where it's just pounded into us to like try to find the perfect morning routine or the perfect exercise routine or the perfect meal planning routine. And it's like, that's just unrealistic. At least for me, it is. I'm not the type of person that can like stick to one thing and like do that always and be like, oh, I'm good for the rest of my life, you know?
Well, especially as a mom, like you don't know what your day looks like. And it's nice to have like those things available to you for when you do have those opportunities.
Yeah.
But as far as sticking to a routine, that's like do as a mom, let alone a new mom with like her first child.
Right. So, yeah, I think it's just nice that we're putting some exercise content into the world that isn't like five easy exercise routines you can adopt, you know?
No, and I love having my like library of like workouts because I was never a workout person. Mm-hmm. I hated it and I hated that I hated it.
Yeah.
And I hated going to the gyms because I just compare myself to everyone. And so it's nice to be able to just like roll out of bed and do it mm-hmm. and start my day with like doing whatever program I'm doing at the time. Yeah. And then like, I don't have to worry about it and anything else I do is extra. But like, to be honest, I work 9 to 5 and like, unless I'm going into the office, I'm not doing a lot of walking.
Right.
Like I'm just sitting at my home in my bed on the couch, like at my desk or whatever. So, mm-hmm. It's good for me to like have 30 minutes and like, I don't work out for like hours. It's literally like 30 right. minutes and then I'm done. I don't know how those people do. And if you do, it's okay. But like, I don't know how people do the 2-a-days or like,
oh, they do I like know. 2 hours.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I just don't. There's people
that's
I've been
lot.
Seeing and they're doing like 40 minutes in the morning and then like another 40 minutes at night. And it's like, why?
I just do not have that type of time in my day. Like I can barely answer all my text messages. There's no way I can find 2 different 40 minute intervals where I can exercise and like
I mean,
only be devoted to that. Yeah.
My voice and all I did was like work out and then go to work today and then come home and now I'm podcasting and my voice is like help.
Yeah, we're both Val and I both are like, okay, it's like time to go to bed.
Yeah, you're like sitting on your stairs, I'm in my bed and we're just I don't know how you guys do 2-a-day workouts. If yeah. you do, good for you. But
and again, like we commend you. We're not saying there's anything wrong with that. Do what you do. But we're two people who need the easy exercise tips. So we figured other people might, you know, yeah. get
and as far as like eating, because I know people are like abs are made in the kitchen. So that's what they say.
So funny. I mean, that's just like
that's what they say. So wow. if you just aim for like 70-80% healthy and the rest whatever the fuck you want, you're fine.
Yeah. My mom always tried to make sure that we had a good breakfast and a good dinner, and then it was like you've got the lunch. Foundations. You shouldn't be like super, super hungry in the middle. You know, you should be just snacking a little bit and eating like a small lunch. So she didn't really care like what the snacks or the small lunches were, which was like fine, you know, but yeah. And I just feel like if you, whatever balance, like that worked for her as a mom to make sure that like 2 of our meals were like good, solid, healthy meals. And like, I don't know if you can find something that works for you where you're like, okay, like an easy thing. I mean, we could do a whole nother nutrition one, but an easy thing for Jason and I that we've liked doing recently is just getting like a big bag of spinach at the grocery store and putting it in like just anything. Like it can go in eggs. It can go in a salad. It can go in a sauteed veggie dish. It can go in a casserole, like
in pasta,
in soup.
Pizza.
Yeah.
Anything.
So like I'm a person who struggles to like find things that I like and like, I've said this like a million times in this podcast right now, but find things that I like and like stick to them, you know, when it comes to like nutrition and exercise. But if you can find like one versatile thing like that, and then just throw it in everything that you can throughout the day, it's like, at least you're doing that, you know?
Onions are a good one too. And like onions are very, like nobody pays attention. Like nobody, I feel like onions are just in everyone's
they're head like the ugly stepchild or something.
Yeah. But like they're a vegetable.
Yeah.
You get nutrients from onions. So put that shit in everything. I aim for every meal to have a fruit serving or a vegetable serving at least.
Yeah.
And like that's like what I aim for. And then I aim to have like a protein and a veggie or fruit. Like And then if I add carbs, cool.
Right.
most of the time I do. Mm-hmm. But I just try to add protein and veggies and fruit to a lot. And it seems to work out. So
whatever works, you know, that's the tagline of this episode. Just whatever
works for you, you do that. As long as your body is being fueled with nutrients and you move around as much as you are able to.
Yeah.
However you want and however much you enjoy it.
Right. That's all that matters.
We just want everyone to take care of themselves physically and also mentally. So if that means you work out never, then that's great for you.
Right. Whatever floats your boat, man. We're not here to yuck anybody's yum.
We're just here to provide what we do and how our mindsets have changed, because I know for sure my mindset has changed a lot over this past year, which is why half my clothes don't fit me anymore, but that's not a bad thing.
Same.
It just means I am growing as an adult.
Yeah,
exactly. And I need to get rid of those clothes.
Yeah, I think that too, like, for me, having a baby just like helped me recognize how many different purposes our bodies serve. And they're just like not supposed to be these vessels that we're like constantly trying to make aesthetically pleasing, you know, like you need to find a way that you like, you need to find a diet and exercise regimen that works and feels good for you so that you can sleep well. And so that you have energy during the day. And so that you are able to enjoy the things that you like doing, like not so that you can look good or not so that you can attain a certain physical physique. Like we should just be focusing on, are the things that I'm like doing to nourish and like build up my body, making me feel good and serving the other parts of my life that are important, you know?
Exactly. Yeah.
So
struggle with that, but, I preach it all day.
Yeah, I but think I we all struggle with it. It's hard not to, you know?
Yeah, exactly. But it is very important to like just remember we're all beautiful in our own ways.
Yes, we are.
What we eat or how we move our body, just as long as you are healthy and happy.
That's all that matters.
That's all we want.
Yeah. Well, if you would like to go let us know what your favorite form of exercise was, you can go do that at This Is 20 Pod on Instagram. Sorry, I almost said on Facebook for some reason. On Instagram at THISISTWENTYPOD. And if you'd like to suggest some easy forms of exercise that you can do with a baby in tow, I would really appreciate it. And you can do that at Allison R. Carpenter at AllisonRCarpenter.
And then you can go look at my HelloFresh meals that I post every day.
Yes.
Lately, all I've been posting is just like pictures and videos of my food. So and nothing else.
Let me tell you, you're missing out if you're not looking at it. It looks so good every single
nothing
day.
Nothing else is being posted on my page. But if you do want to look at food, it's at val.burns. That is val.burnes. I don't have any energy to post about anything else. So
I know. Same. Me either. It's not my season right now, and that's okay. I've just accepted it. Also, our uploading schedule the next couple weeks, we're still going to have an episode next week, but it will be either a re-released episode or a freestyle episode with me. We haven't really decided which one it's going to be. If I have time to record an episode, I will. If I don't, you'll get an archived episode that's re-released. And then we'll have our listener episode for July come out on the 4th as Sunday of July. So I just wanted to let everybody know that's why we won't have like a recording question next week or anything like that, unless I decide to freestyle an episode, but we'll see.
We're gonna let you guys get surprised.
Yeah, you'll be surprised, that's for sure.
You're welcome. Happy 4th of July.
I know, right? In advance. All right. Well, we will talk to everybody next.